Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. Comment is the big conversation, the great debate, but it could only be either of those if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. 44208-601-4555. You call us, we'll call you back. Establish a clear line, and remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be down at zero, or I'll have to press swiftly on. You can SMS the show on 4478-00-8066, or you can email me at comment@presstv.co.uk. This being the 21st century, you can even tweet me at @comment_PressTV. Tonight we're going to deal with a very important subject. Where should the focus be to rid the world of nuclear weapons? There are two reasons for that. My reason is that next week, my own party, Respect, will begin a ban the bomb campaign. We say that the whole world should be rid of nuclear weapons, starting with Britain and starting with the Middle East. The Middle East should be a nuclear-free zone. And the second reason is this. I've been ruminating on the logic of the entire world being fixated on the Islamic Republic of Iran, which doesn't have any nuclear weapons, when there are 16,800 nuclear weapons in the world in the hands of other countries. How come the world has been led to the brink of a crisis with Iran, levying sanction after sanction, ostracizing, shunning Iran, when it doesn't have any nuclear weapons, doesn't want any nuclear weapons, has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, is allowing regular inspections by the inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency? How come Iran is the focus of all this aggression, all these acts under law of war, because an economic embargo, a quarantine, putting sanctions on people is, legally speaking, an act of war, when all around Iran there are literally thousands of nuclear weapons? Just on Iran's borders or in its neighborhood, never mind in the rest of the world. There are thousands of nuclear weapons in the region, but the most important and significant in this argument of those are the nuclear weapons in the possession of the Zionist state. Now, the lowest figure that I could find for the number of illegally held nuclear weapons held by the Zionist state is 80. But the figure is almost certainly very much more. 25 years ago, Mordechai Vanunu, the whistleblower who worked amongst the nuclear weapons in the Negev desert at Dimona, he told the Sunday Times, then a prestigious world newspaper, that Israel had in excess of 200 nuclear weapons. Now, if that figure is true, and Vanunu had taken pictures, drawings, plans of that nuclear arsenal, if they had in excess of 200 25 years ago, how many nuclear weapons does Israel have today? Now, there are two reasons to be concerned about that. The first is that Israel has a long history of breaking international law, of invading and occupying other people's territories. It has invaded and occupied Egypt. It has invaded and occupied Jordan. It has invaded and occupied Lebanon. It has invaded, occupied, and annexed illegally a part of Syria. So this is, by any standards, a rogue state, a reckless, lawless, lunatic state in possession of maybe hundreds of nuclear weapons. And the second reason for concern is that Israel refuses to sign the NPT, the Non-Proliferation Treaty. It wouldn't dream of allowing a single inspector ever to inspect their weaponry from the IAEA, from the United Nations, or from anybody at all. So we have a rogue, reckless state in possession of large numbers of nuclear weapons that refuses to regularize them, and there would be no disadvantage for them in doing so. You might argue it would make their security more assured if the world knew for certain how many nuclear weapons they had. There is no reason why they wouldn't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty if it were not the very real and present suspicion that they are busily adding to their nuclear arsenal, entirely in defiance of international law. But there are many, many others. I've got the list here. The United States, of course, has the biggest nuclear arsenal, 7,315 nuclear weapons. And that's a huge reduction, by the way, on what they used to have. They used to have almost 30,000 nuclear weapons. But these are big, powerful, world-ending, civilization-ending, human race-ending nuclear weapons. And of course, they're spread out all over the globe. Countries like Germany, countries like Turkey are the home to United States nuclear weapons. Others are circling the globe in submarines. Others are permanently on board aircraft that are flying all over the world. The United States has intercontinental ballistic missiles by the thousand. By the thousand. And this, as you might see on our video wall, ought to be a cause of real concern, especially when the United States is going around threatening people who don't have nuclear weapons. The US started the global nuclear arms race. It's the only country that has ever used nuclear weapons. It killed 200,000 people in 3 days with two nuclear weapons at the end of the Second World War, dropping them, of course, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it did so not for any military purpose, but for the purpose of armed propaganda, to send a message to the world that they should be terrified of the United States. Of course, the then Soviet Union quickly caught up, and it too has a huge number of nuclear weapons, 8,000 warheads. Was the second country to develop nuclear weapons. It has the largest arsenal of any country and is investing heavily in the modernization of its warheads and its delivery system. We here in Britain, bankrupt Britain, that can't even keep its old age pensioners warm in the middle of this austerity winter, has found, miraculously, in an announcement just this week, reported in the New Statesman magazine this week, another £250 million to be spent on our nuclear weapons. That's £250 million that could have been spent on the accident and emergency departments in Britain's hospitals that are breaking apart at the seams. And a crisis, an economic and social crisis, grips Britain, but it still has the money for hundreds upon hundreds of nuclear weapons. France has 300 nuclear weapons. China, 250 nuclear weapons. India, between 90 and 110 nuclear weapons. Pakistan, between 100 and 120 nuclear warheads. Israel, between 80 and 200 plus nuclear weapons. And North Korea has 10 nuclear weapons. That's why the United States will never invade North Korea, and why they did invade Iraq. because Iraq didn't have any weapons of mass destruction, but North Korea does. So, where should we start on this campaign to rid the world of nuclear weapons? Let's hear from Muhammad in Birmingham. Muhammad, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, George.
Welcome, go ahead.
George, I just want to say, America doesn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapons on the basis that it threatens America or the integrity of America. My question to them is, well, they also use their basis, because Iran supports Hamas, Hezbollah Tahrir, and so forth. Hezbollah, But my question to the world is, those who support the views of America, so far in the news and so forth, have they seen any action of terrorism by Iran, killing people, innocent people, through drone attacks or whatsoever, or is this by America? America is killing people, innocent people, on the basis of suspicion or stating that they support Al-Qaeda. They're having nuclear weapon. My question is, why can't the people other than America or the states other than America have a weapon with them? Israel, who has killed thousands of innocent people, Palestinians in Palestine, is having nuclear weapon, and nobody could do anything with them. When Iran is doing nothing, why are they saying that Iran shouldn't be having nuclear weapon?
Well, it's a kind of madness. Iran has never invaded or occupied anyone else's territory in centuries, long before the Islamic Revolution, centuries, hundreds of years since Iran invaded or occupied anybody. Iran is not threatening anybody. It has no nuclear weapons. It doesn't want any nuclear weapons. It is theologically, religiously forbidden to acquire nuclear weapons. The late Ayatollah Khomeini set the benchmark for the state's attitude to nuclear weapons. While all these people have thousands, 18,600 nuclear weapons between them. And yet Iran is the whipping boy, while the rest of them are allowed to sit with their nuclear weapons. It's a kind of madness. Thanks, Mohammed, in Birmingham, for that call. We're asking, where should the focus be to rid the world of nuclear weapons? Well, I'm very clear about it. It should start at home, and it should start in the Middle East. The Middle East should be